Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Jolene Smith. Good morning to you, Jolene.
Good morning, Lavon.
As usual, you kind of have some plans for Earth Day that we're going to talk about, but I want to just mention that Jolene is a member of the Atlantic Park and Recreation Board and also a leader in the Atlantic Royal Neighbors 1373 group, and that's kind of who's sponsoring this part of what's happening.
Yes, we're both working together to sponsor it.
Okay, so what it is?
Earth Day is April 22nd, and it was started in 1970 by Senator Gaylord Nelson from Wisconsin because he had a passion for the environment, and there was so much garbage and other things laying around that he promoted recycling, picking up the garbage, just being kind to the earth.
Takes a lot of care, and we punish it a lot.
Yes, we do.
We do. So hopefully we keep working away on it. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, recycling. Did you want to mention something about recycling before we talk about our Earth Day activity?
Oh, there's a lot of things you can do to recycle your cans, your plastic, and everything. And, of course, there's a lot that blows into Shellburg, so we try to separate and recycle what we can out there. But if everybody would recycle their plastic and that, it would help a lot, too.
And we have a good system here in Cass County.
I mean, we do.
There are bins available, and we have Wendy Whitrock stays on top of all mm-hmm. of the things that's happening. And, you know, people come from other states to look at our landfill.
Hmm, that's amazing.
Yes,
yeah.
Because things are being done well. So we all need to help pitch in and get the things into the
yes.
recycling system
if you're
that need to be there.
Walking in your neighborhood and see something, pick it up and take it home, put it in the garbage, or recycle it. We
Good
can
plan.
Just help all over.
Yeah, bad. And that's a little extra exercise for us, picking it up.
Yes.
If we're all walking, that's good for us, right?
Yes.
Yes. So talking about good for us and exercising, the main purpose at Shellburg's coming up is to do cleanup. So when is that going to happen?
On April 22nd at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we are going to have a cleanup out there. We have invited the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, the Kiwanis Stand Kids, and any organization or any individual that would like to come out and help us pick up the trash at Shellburg's. Plastic bags will be provided. Last year, Roger had a trailer at both the East and the West End that we put the plastic bags on, and you'd be amazed at the things that we pick up out there. But this year, we will have the plastic bags again, and if you can only spend an hour or so with us, just come out, wear old clothes, old shoes,
and
gloves.
Some gloves,
and
yeah.
some gloves, yes.
Yeah, because like you say, you never know what you're going to pick up out there.
That's for sure.
And I know, I think it was last year when I was helping, that there was a little crew that Roger took over around the water edge in addition to, you know, the paths and that sort of thing. So anybody, almost any age can help.
Yes, and we've got a dog park this year, so we need to probably go over there and see what's in there. And Roger took him down that road to the east where the trail is eventually going to come in, and you wouldn't believe what garbage is dumped down there.
Hmm.
So they picked up a lot of things down there that they took to the recycling.
And, you know, and one of the fun things, I think, too, is when you're there, there are lots of people out there working, and, you know, you may walk and talk, or you may just walk by yourself and pick things up, but whatever, it's always fun to see who else is there, and if you're in a group, work together.
Yes, the park gets used a lot. Every time you're out there, there's at least 6 to 10 cars of people out there walking, fishing, biking, just so many different things that you can do out there.
And all, again, all ages.
Yes, all ages.
I
yes.
see moms with their babies in strollers. They're getting started early.
Yes.
out there. And older folks. And now, are, like, skateboards allowed?
We haven't run into any of that, but I think if they watch where they're going and don't run into anybody, it would be all right. I've seen scooters, the little
okay.
scooters out there, too. So
okay.
as long as they don't run into anybody and cause any injury.
Okay, it's like a lot of our rules and regulations. If people would just behave, we wouldn't have to have them.
So true.
Just do what you should do and watch out for the others using the path. But Has it been a surprise to you, Jolene, how much it's used?
Oh, it is. It's just amazing. Roger had a counter out there, and I know about 100 people were using it a day, but I think there is a lot more that are using it than that, because some of them didn't take the loop by the counter and that. So it gets a lot of use. People are discovering it. It's kind of a Atlantic's hidden treasure.
Okay. And saying that, there may be some people listening who don't know where it is. How do you describe where it is and how you get there?
Out on 2nd Street, there's a couple signs that will point you. You can tell how old I am. It's the old Buck Creek Road. And you go out there, and when you get to the T, it will have a sign as to the walking, biking trail to the fishing dock. And hopefully this year we might get our campground so we can at least open it for primitive camping. We won't get the electricity and that in for probably another year or two. But the gravel pads are already poured, laid, whatever you call it. So it might get open for the primitive camping.
Now, back to the signs for a minute. Isn't there also, it tells you how far it is, whether it's a mile or a half a mile or...
Yes, when we had a grant from Healthy Cass County, they did the signs for us, and we have a sign on a pedestal at both the east and west entrance, and we have signs in the kiosk that Steve Livengood made for us that were donated by a sorority here in town. So you can go however you want to go. You can go the full mile and a half, or you can take the short route, however you'd like to walk out there or bike.
Talk a little more about the kiosk. What's in the kiosk other than those signs?
That's all that's in it right now.
Well, that's okay, but it kind of stands out. You can say, okay, I need to go there, and that'll give me information.
Yes, and the Newberg family put two benches on the west end by the kiosk, and they are really nice, and it's a lovely little place to sit and read a book.
Okay. Now, we've talked a lot about cleanup, and I know sometimes that you've had people out there helping with the plantings, because there are a number of little places where you have lots of plants.
The Royal Neighbors have started 2 butterfly gardens, and with the help of the master gardeners, we have kept them replenished, because we have a problem with deer out there liking to eat our vegetation. So we're trying to get deer-resistant plants. And then we have 2 flower beds at the west entrance and 1 at the east entrance. And Mary Strong and I have tried to keep the weeds and that out of them. And the master gardeners have helped donate some plants and have helped replant some of them. And David Williams did replant some iris out there for us. Okay. So
that's something, if people are listening going, well, I'd really like to help out, donating either plants themselves, preferably deer resistant, or
yes,
money for plants would be something that people could do.
Yes, they could.
And, of course, the Park and Rec Board are the people who kind of oversee all of this.
Yes,
correct?
They do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's been an interesting sort of a progress, I think, to from where we started. People say, you know, we really should use that area out there too. As you say, now there's a dog park.
Yes, since Roger Herring, our park director, has taken over, we have expanded so much that there will be a dog park out there. We'll get the fencing up this year. Our camping area, it's been mowed, and there's paths around it, and it's really a beautiful place to just go and enjoy.
And so you say a treasure, and that's also means for some folks, the dollar signs, it is economic development.
Oh, yes, yes. Brings people to town. You'd be surprised at the license plates from different counties when you go out there to walk.
Okay, so if you haven't been there, go anytime, but you especially could come on Wednesday,
April 22nd, for our cleanup starting at 2 o'clock. Come and spend as long as time as you want, an hour, 2, 3, 4, however time you have available.
And something we didn't mention, I think you said that there are bottles of water.
Yes, we'll have water out there for you. Water and trash bags. Okay. Good combination.
And mentioning water, just in case it rains.
In case it rains, we will do it the next Saturday, the 25th of April at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Jolene Smith, for coming out and reminding us and bringing up to date on Schoberg's and also the cleanup day. So until next time, here's a thought. What were you worried about this time last year? Can't remember? That tells you that those worries are useless.